following program is made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you.
The Rocky Mountain Advising Group. For a free life insurance review, call Chris on his direct line at 303-507-3224 or Fernando at 720-288-7274 or visit their website at www.legacylifeinsurancesolutions.com.
Welcome one and all to Insurance Matters. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe, and I'm here with Chris Hobson and Fernando Duran.
Hello.
And we're going to take you down the road that we call insurance. So first, I'm going to let Chris introduce himself.
Well, again, my name is Chris Hobson, and I have about 14 years in the financial industry, which led me to kind of the insurance scenario, which I have known Fernando for many years in that particular time, and decided to go down the route of insurance and start helping people in doing those type of things and getting into the specific aspects of life insurance.
Good. Fernando Duran, I met Fernando on the phone. It's very interesting the way we met. But before I go into details, I'm going to let Fernando tell you a little bit about himself and his background.
Thank you. My name is Fernando Duran. I've been working with the insurance industry for about 5 years.
Okay.
Actually been able to help and service the community, and specifically a lot of households that they actually want to know what is insurance about. How can this particular a product might help their families. So that interests me a lot, led me to continue being a brokerage, we're going to be talking about later. And that's what I am and that's what I do.
Now, Chris, I'm going to let you start by giving us a brief breakdown of the difference between insurance advisors, insurance brokers, and insurance agents.
Okay. Well, basically, we are brokers. One of the things that is differentiating between the three is that agents are typically people who represent a specific company. So
okay.
I like to throw out the big things that people know the best, most about, and that is MetLife, New York Life, Mutual of Omaha, things that people know about Transamerica. They all have their own agents. They tend to do their own policies within those particular companies. And then advisors are people who usually do financial advising, things of that nature. They are exactly what they sound like, and that is advisors help advise for a specific situation.
Okay.
Now, brokers actually are a little bit of everything. And in essence, what we are specifically is that we represent multiple companies. So we can take the very best of all the various companies and actually help amalgamate or put them into a specific scenario for a customer or client. And that's how we accomplish most of what we do, is to get the very best for somebody out there and get the best price, get the best policy, those type of things.
So, Fernando, you've been doing this the longest, the insurance part of this, I take it. And there are several things that people need to be aware of when they're looking for buying or dealing with insurance companies. They can have too much insurance, not enough insurance, or outright the wrong insurance. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me start off by saying something that is kind of funny. Every time that somebody listens the word insurance, they're completely dislike it. I mean, they don't want to know about it. They want to hear about it. Insurance is another payment. It's another bill. And so everybody hates insurance. Sounds like a show on the TV right now. Everybody hates insurance. The reality, everybody loves what insurance does. Right. So until you actually see the value and go through the process of what the insurance will do for you, then everything comes to light. Everything makes sense right there. So coming back to what you were saying, yeah, we're here to help people understand if they have any type of coverage, if they have any type of policy. We're here to help people understand their coverages, make what we call in the industry a year review of their policies, and see if that's something that is really good for them. Now, a lot of people might have good policies. A lot of people might have the wrong policies, something that they believe the policy will perform in a certain way and they will not, or just misconception of the entire policy. That's where we come here and help. And that's the help that we're providing to families and households every day.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience that my family and my household benefits greatly from knowing you. But Chris, I want to find out a little bit more about different types of insurance. In other words, like, people buy auto insurance every day. They know what they're gonna get when they buy automobile insurance. People buy homeowners insurance or renters insurance. The types of insurance that you handle, let's talk about those.
Okay. Well, you were just mentioning those particular insurances, and those are property and casualty insurance bits. So they delve into your personal items, you know, your car, your rent, you know, things that have a nature of taking care of your household goods, your TVs, things like that. And what Fernando and I specifically do is that we do things like final expense to help folks in their time of need. We do whole life, which is part of that particular situation where we set something up in mass that'll last them a lifetime until such time as they pass.
Okay.
We also do things that are such that are like universal life and things of that nature where we can actually help them and get into the advising or that brokerage scenario that we were talking about.
Okay.
This help integrate a financial plan within their insurance program that we can do as well. So not only are you getting protected, but you have a little ability to, with your contribution, add to some money, things like that, like a private savings account over and above a bank.
Now, I've heard, and I just want to make sure that I'm right in this, in that there are actually insurance companies that operate like that, where you can actually buy insurance, but you're actually creating like a savings account as opposed to an insurance policy. How does that work?
Well, a lot of things that are happening right now, and I think what a lot of these companies are realizing is that we're in a lot of economic uncertainty right now. And one of the things that's going on is there's upheaval, and there people are looking for ways to hedge against inflation and governmental and taxation, things of that nature.
Okay.
And over and above, and firstly and foremostly, that they were always thinking of people, again, those top three that I just mentioned earlier, which would be New York Life, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, things of those of that nature, have realized that there are other things that they can do now to help people. And that is, of course, setting up something that's an alternative to an IRA, a 401k, a Roth. We're trying so hard with our retirement nowadays, and we're risking our hard-earned money to go into the world of volatility, which is the stock market.
Okay.
We're giving them alternatives on how not to do that necessarily and get into something that would be a little bit more safe and also security, again, with the protection aspect of it. Mm-hmm.
So, Fernando, if you had one product that you would recommend to someone when you first sit down with them, if you had one product that you would recommend or look forward for in their insurance documents to see if they have, what would that one product be?
Well, that is a very interesting question. Every single person, every single household have different needs based on what they're looking for to achieve in a certain policy.
Okay.
Now, the misconception comes into when people sign up for These mailers type of insurance policies that with a dollar, I'm going to get $1 million of coverage. Let me explain a little bit about that. Insurance, depending on what is the risk, when we talk about insurance being technical, the insurance proposes a protection in the event a risk happens. Risk could be many things. It could be your vehicle, could be your house, could be your life, could be your income, could be your health, a number of things.
Okay.
So if there is a risk, there is an insurance vehicle. Now, a lot of people sign up for the least expensive or the cheaper cost of insurance because they just don't understand what are the risk is covering. What is this insurance company is providing coverage for this specific risk? So, to coming back to the mailer information, yes, there is insurance companies nationwide that they're just doing business on a mailing basis into policies that are accidental policies that are very affordable, they're very inexpensive, and they have an expiration date. Okay. So people have a tendency to believe that because they sign up a mailer, they're covered for $1 million and then paying $10 a month. Well, it is a fact. It is true. But the risk that is covered within that policy is only for a specific, very specific reasons. So, meaning it's an accidental policy, that it has to be a certain amount of time, certain period of coverage. So, that's the misconception. It's not illegal. It is the fact. But people need to be informed in the kind of products they get. So, to come back to your question, is every time that I'm sitting down with a client, my recommendation is to bring your policies up. Let me take a look at those policies. Let me walk you through the policies information, and let's find out if this policy is going to perform the way you expect. And if it's not, then we plan ahead.
So, okay. So, Chris, as brokers, right,
mm-hmm.
like you said, you guys deal with a lot of insurance companies. You're not just limited to any one insurance company.
No.
So without pointing the finger at, say, one company or another, right,
mm-hmm.
what is the one thing that agents try to get people to buy that they probably don't need as a broker? You wouldn't even talk to them about it.
Well, agents, first and foremost, are allied with their company.
Okay.
And they're for better or not, and as I said, and as you pointed out, I'm not going to point a finger, but they're going to find the very best of what that company has to offer to their customer. And they're going to try and fit within that realm, whatever that particular constraint is, to that particular situation for the company.
Okay.
With us, we will actually do a couple of different things. And I think Fernando actually touched base with it somewhat, and that is a lot of people are price conscious. And because we are able to look at other companies and other avenues, we are not only able to give them a price point that might be actually better than another company, and that's, of course, the whole bet of this is competition rules in this particular business, as it was with anything out there. You know, like cars or anything else, you know, a person's going to find the very best situation for the very best earned money point. So, in essence, that is part of our job description as well, and that is to try and find not only the best protection, but also the best price. And one of the things that's kind of unique about us is that we actually can price shop for you. One of the things that's kind of unique is that there's a cycle or a wheel of life, as they say, no pun intended, and that is basically that each company might be the big boy on the block at any time on the top of the wheel. But as all things do, they rotate down to the lower portion of the wheel,
okay.
And somebody is in there to fill in the vacuum, and then that's where we come in, is what we'll find the company that is the virtually the same amount of coverage and everything, but at a better price point. And that's one of our aspects of our expertise as well, is that not only are we going to find the best situation for your policy or your situation, but we'll also find the right price point for you.
Now, Fernando, before I ask this question, I just want to make a little brief testimonial here. My wife and I found that for $5 more a month, we ended up with about $7,000 to $10,000 more coverage apiece, okay, in what we were paying before as opposed to what we're paying now,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you found us a good company with a good sterling reputation. Is this something that you can do for, let's say, 95% of the people you sit down with?
For everybody. Let me come back and tell you this. We work with all A-rated companies.
Okay.
So they're companies, they're strong companies, like Chris just mentioned, Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, New York Life, MetLife, the most strongest companies in the U.S. We have access to those companies.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is when I sit down with you and we were doing your life insurance review, which led us to this program, because we've seen the importance of have your policy reviewed for experts that they will guide you and give you an honest idea if what you have is adequate or not. So coming back, we just review your policy, understand your coverages, I explain everything that you guys had, and we found out that there was a cash accumulation scenario which where you guys were having savings that you didn't know about. So I was able to free up that money back to your pocket and put you in a better policy. Now, when I say better policy, I'm saying a policy that will essentially cover your life with more amount of money as a face value, as a coverage
okay.
itself, but also paying the same what you were paying, but I put that money back to your pocket, the money that you were having as a cash value throughout these years. So in essence, the person that actually gained all this knowledge and put everything in place was yourself. You were the client, is the person that needs to understand their policies, see if there is any value in their policies, if there is any cash savings and accumulation that they can actually see if they need to access to it and maybe put another plan in place that it will work the same or even better. And that was your situation.
Right. That was my situation. So I guess the next question I want to ask with that, are there some companies that do a better job of this than others?
Well, it comes back to what Mr. Chris was saying is, well, there is a cycle of insurance, and a lot of people don't realize this. When an insurance company is buying out market, their rates and their prices, they're very competitive. So we all are regulated by the state of Colorado and the insurance division. Now, they're the ones that actually regulate all the price points for the insurance specifically for each risk, right?
Okay.
Now, but insurance companies have charges and fees as well.
Okay.
So when an insurance company is buying market, as I say, they actually bring the prices more affordable to people so they can actually acquire all these policies that they're looking for because they want to share of the market. They want this income of a monthly payment or annual payments to come through their books. Once the company has already acquired all these policies, now it's time to make sure these policies will be staying in force and they will pay for those policies. So the insurance company, the rate of this insurance company, the cost rate will actually increase a little more. So they actually will be buying out less market in these policies holders out there, allowing another company that is willing to get inside this policies market again and allow them to buy the market itself. So it's a rotation. When you're looking to one insurance company itself, you're only presenting the solution that is within that companies.
Ah. Anyway, that sound means that we have to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the differences in how companies work. And you guys are going to tell me the three things that I need to know the most. When I have the wrong insurance, when I have the right insurance, and when I have an insurance that just doesn't make any sense. I'm your host, Michael Van Lo. This is Insurance Matters on Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Welcome back to Insurance Matters, One and All. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe. I'm here with Chris Hobson and Fernando Duran. Please, it's going to be okay. The one thing I want them to do is I want them to tell you how they can be reached. Fernando, you first.
Well, first of all, we have a very informative website. It's called LegacyLifeInsuranceSolutions.com. LegacyLifeInsuranceSolutions.com.
Let me say that again. That's LegacyLifeInsuranceSolutions.com.
Correct. There is a plenty information there as far as all types of insurance. Now, we also have a local phone number here. One of them is 720-288-7274.
And then you can reach me direct online.
And that's Chris Hobson.
Yes. This is Chris's number, and that is 303-507-3224.
Okay. Now, the reason I did that is because these gentlemen are not here to sell you anything. That's not what they're trying to do. That's not what they want to do when they sit down with you. What they want to do when they sit down with you is they want to take a look at the insurance that you have and see if it matches up with the coverage that you need. When we say insurance matters, what we mean when we say that is it matters. It matters the kind of insurance you have. It matters how much you pay for that insurance, and it matters what that insurance actually covers. Most people don't understand that. They buy insurance thinking that I'm going to live for 50 more years, and this insurance is going to cover me, and if I die within that 50-year window, my family's going to be taken care of. So I'm going to let Chris tell you at least one story where that wasn't the case.
Well, I actually do a lot of reviews, and I had a gentleman that set an appointment with me, and he was out in the Golden area, and that's west of town here in Denver. And what we basically did was to go out and do a review. And I looked at it, and he was through Transamerica, and everything really looked pretty decent, actually. But his objective was is to try and get a little bit more in his policy, you know. And I said, well, I certainly can do that. I can certainly match this. And at the very least, at the very time that I came in, was that I had the ability to do exactly what he had already, but for less. That's how it initially started, was
okay.
I could get him about $50 less a month and do the same thing, and through the same company, which I thought was kind of unique. So
okay.
By just kind of looking through my tablet and everything, kind of comparing things, I could actually do better for him with the very same scenario, but save him some money. And we were at his kitchen table, and we just kept talking and talking, and just through, you know, just reviewing and interviewing the gentleman, found out that I could probably do even better, you know, if he wanted to expand it with another company, which was actually Mutual of Omaha, of all things. And we continued looking and looking, and he goes, you know, I like that, and I really like that a lot. Can you do something even better? Can you add on disability for my mother and things of that nature? And I said, you know, I think I can. So we kept chipping away, and then I went to another company. So we went from Transamerica getting a better price to doing something more for him. And then as we kept talking, he goes, I kind of need this, and I kind of need that. And I got into another company. So we, at the end of the time, I was in my third insurance company, and this was Americo at the time. And I set up a plan for him, and I showed him everything, and he goes, you know, I love this. I'm going to be getting an extra amount of money through corporation. He worked for, and he goes, I'm actually going to be getting some money here. You know, I'm going to actually get a little bit more things through my recompense through various things. So
just
that's fine. I you know, okay. So anyway, I was actually looking through with his company, and he goes, you know, I think I can probably, you know, do this with my company. And lo and behold, he gets this phone call right in the middle of our conversation, and it was that company. And they actually gave him his increase in his money situation right then and there. And he goes, you know what? I want to do this. but I want to wait for about a week or so, so I can get everything taken care of with my mother who lives with me. And I totally understand that. I wanted him to go ahead and get everything processed and everything. So within about a week, he actually called me up and he said, you know, I have all this stuff set up. Can you come and see me? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So I go out about a day later and he looks at me in this absolutely horrible, morose fashion. And I was just like, something's horribly wrong. And he goes, I've been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Wow.
And what that basically is that now everything that we planned on will now be null and void, because he actually went to the hospital, did all the various stuff within that day or so that we talked, and got the situation. And it really screwed everything up. Now, what was interesting is I still had the ability to help him in a chronic manner with another company, but it would not have done the various things that we were all talking about. And he just kind of was in that mode. And unfortunately, I totally get that. And there was things that he had to do immediately for his health. So that was the insurance got put on the back burner. But the story goes is that when we see things like this happens all the time, actually.
Yes,
Michael,
it does.
Unfortunately. So
it does.
Yeah. You know, with our own experience with you, one of the things that's kind of interesting is that there's always little windows of opportunity.
Right.
And a lot of times people, because of the very aspect of what insurance is especially when you're dealing with health insurance, or if you're dealing with life insurance, is that we don't think that we are a terminal scenario. We don't think that, tomorrow could end for us. That's the whole point of life, you know?
And therein lies the biggest issue. The biggest issue is that anything can happen at any time. In my own personal case, and I can say this freely, I said, okay, yeah, we sat down, we looked at my policies, we looked at the plans my wife and I had. We said, oh, yeah, we want to do this. And the very next day, the very next day, life changed. Fortunately, because I started the process, or at least allowed the process to begin, I was able to still be helped by the advising group that these two gentlemen represent. So, Fernando, do you have a situation where you could have done something for someone and they missed it because they said no when you said, are you ready to sign?
Well, yeah. And like Chris says, it happens all the time. You know, this is why when we come back and see and make policy reviews, which we don't charge, by the way, because that's another thing that people believe that, you know, there's going to be a cost involved in having a professional look into my policies. It's not like that either. But the fact of the matter is, we want to help people understand their protection. And if the protection is not what they're looking for, then we'll help them and guide them and give them advice. Now, for me, giving somebody advice in what they could do, not necessarily means that they have to do it. So that comes back to your question is, a lot of people might say, yes, I like it, I love it, I'm going to get into it, but not right now. And that's a daily type of situation. But I did have an opportunity to help somebody that he was wanted to get the insurance. And he said, Fernando, I want to get the insurance. I want to get this. I want to sell a property. As soon as I sell the property, I want to pay for the whole thing, and I'm going to take care of it. And this is when faith comes in place. And it was a very important moment in my career. When I had his information and his phone number, he was a very kind gentleman. And he said, Fernando, I want to get this done, but it's not the time, not the right time. For whatever reason, I had his information flying around my office and his name and his phone number. And every once in a while, I get to see his name and his number, and I get to call him. I say, you know, Mr. So-and-so, how you doing? Oh, great, Fernando. It's not that time yet. So I kept just working in my normal weekly basis. And then once again, this little paper flying around my desk, saw his name, his phone number. So this happened every other 2 weeks, every other 3 weeks. Finally, after about 6 months, this happened. He says, Fernando, I made the phone call, you know, normally, as I usually do. How you doing? I didn't want to be persistent because I knew he had a need and he had a genuine intention to get this plant. So I said, you know, I'm here for you. How can I help? He says, Fernando, I'm ready. I sold the property. I got this done, but I want you to explain this to my wife and my son. But they're very opposed to it. And I'm like, oh, no. Here I am facing another challenge. So I said, no problem. Let's make an appointment. I sat down with them. Of course, it was the kitchen table. It was the gentleman on the one side. I was in the other side. And the wife and the son next to each other. And they were looking at me. They didn't like me. They didn't want to. They thought they were going to be taking their money or whatever.
Right.
This is a senior market. So he was 85, almost 85 years old.
Okay.
Wife about 80 and son about 58, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, they're all ready.
Exactly. So, you know, I went out and reviewed the little policy they had, which was inadequate. So I presented different solutions and explained, you know, the family what he wanted to achieve. After I finished with my presentation, he goes, Fernando, I want you to give me a quote for $25,000 for myself, $25,000 for my wife, and $50,000 for my son. So when the son heard this message, he was like, no, 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 no. He was very prideful. So your father, you don't have to do this. I can pay for my stuff. You don't have to pay for me. If you want to do it, but I don't want to. And he goes, you sit down and listen. You're a single father. You need to get this done. And he's like, I don't agree. I don't like it. I don't want to get it. And his father said, you sit down and listen. So the end of the story, he actually, at the end of the day, he wrote a check for the entire year premium for all these three policies.
Right.
And we actually immediately put this in place. Everything went through underwriting, so everything was fine.
Yeah, see. And that's the other part that people need to understand is that just because you might think you want a policy, it's really a two-way street, is it not, Chris, where the insurance company has to accept you just as you accept the insurance company.
Oh, that's so very true. You know, you have requirements that mm-hmm. you have to meet through underwriting, and it is all the company. They're the ones that take the risk ultimately to pay your risk. So they have to accept you. And that's absolutely the case.
And that's one of the things that we actually are capable of, in actually helped in every single case, is that we are capable to provide immediate coverage to people as long as there are certain requirements and criteria met. So coming back to the story, after finally I left that house with the check and just everything was fine, they got all the paperwork, they got approved, I got contact underwriting, they received their policies, everything was settled and done. Wife and son wasn't very happy with me, but that was father's decision, so that was respected.
Right.
But a month and a half later, I received a phone call, and I recognized the number because this is the number that I've been dialing for the last 6 months, right?
Okay.
So I recognized the number, and I picked up the phone. I said, hi. I didn't know what to expect. But then the gentleman came out on the phone and said, Fernando, you know, I just wanted to thank you very much for be so persistent and keep me in mind. I wanted to inform you that my son last weekend had a heart attack and he passed away.
Wow. So here's the same guy who was totally opposed at the beginning, who ended up writing the check, and now he has a massive heart attack and he dies.
Exactly. And remember, I said about faith. And we are here in Christ the King's radio, talking about faith.
Yeah, that's right.
Faith on what the Lord has made me be persistent, guide me through this scenario where I believe that I was doing something genuinely good for this person and this family. He saw the reality. He covered his family because that was in his heart. And we all didn't know that God's plans was to have me in that house 6 months later after I've been trying to get in contact with him to cover the life of his son that at the end happens to cease And because we had this in place and the father put this in place, we had $50,000 to establish a scholarship for the children.
Yeah.
So that's what changed my career. And this is why I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life.
So, and he was, that's true. He was a single dad.
Exactly.
And he was allowed to, establish a scholarship fund for his kids. Mm-hmm. And all because of your persistence. So I want to thank God, first of all, for that persistence. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for being persistent like that. And even though it wasn't me, it was somebody else, I'm still thankful that somebody got the help they needed. All right. So Fernando and Chris, I want to see if I can get you both to tell me some of the different kinds of plans that are out there, how they work best for the people who buy them, and maybe a recommendation on what you might think somebody might want to have in their insurance portfolio. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the insurance policy programs that are out there, what you need to do to get involved with them, and how they can serve you. I'm Michael Van Lowe. This is Insurance Matters on Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Welcome back to Insurance Matters. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe. I'm here with Fernando Durand and Chris Hobson, and we're talking about insurance, mainly life insurance and end-of-life insurance. So let's talk about some of the products that are out there and how they help people.
Well, there are several different kinds of things out there, Michael, that that can help people. And I'm in an actual demographic of, I actually am very passionate about this section, which I can speak a lot about, and that is actually final expense.
Okay.
And final expense is usually, you see a lot, you're inundated by it, quite honestly, from the age of about 50 to about 80, 85 on the outside. We see it a lot. We see all the pitchmen out there doing it, you know, Colonial Penn with our Jeopardy guy.
Yeah.
One of the things that's kind of funny is, you see that a lot in a lot of different, a lot of different companies are out there pitching it. You see, again, as we have spoke about before, here's your coverage, and it's not more than $12 a month type of thing. And I'm one of those guys that watches the car ads and all the various different advertising, see the small print guy. I'm one of those.
Okay.
And you always see these things. And, of course, with this particular thing, they negate to tell you that this is based off of somebody who's 50 years old and it's a female. And they usually get a lot less. They don't have to pay as much as a man does. And when you read that small print, you're like, oh, this is based off of that particular thing for this amount of money, and that's how they derive that $12 a month.
Wow. So so they really, I want to call them shady is what I want to call
them. Well, it's not shady. They disclose it.
But in my opinion, it's never what you do. It's always how you do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So Fernando, yeah. I remember when we first met, we talked about several different types of or products that we were that you would use to help people in their final expenses. You want to talk about some of those?
Certainly. And this is actually a good opportunity for us and for the audience to know that we will be doing these programs every week. And then we're going to bring some information every week. And it'll be nice if we actually explain, because insurance world is huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can actually explain in a specific type of insurance on each program so listeners can be tuned in and interested in what they're looking for, if there is anything here that they might be interested in. For instance, we have final expense products. And that's possibly one of the best passionate scenarios that we can actually talk about first. Then we have mortgage acceleration. well, wow, there is an insurance policy that if I fund correctly, it'll help me pay my house sooner and save thousands and thousands of dollars. I'd like to know about that. Well, that's something that we can actually do, another chapter of these programs as well.
Okay.
There is another policy that might say, well, what if I help, if I have a condition, if I have a health condition which becomes a challenge, but I want to create some kind of wealth for the later years, or at least prevent if something worse might happen to me as well. So there's so many different kinds of products out there and different companies, but all in all, I think the first segment that we will definitely get in touch and talk furthermore in our future recordings will be the final expense product.
Okay.
Final expense product is the type of life insurance that will be permanent for somebody anywhere between any age and 85 years old. Depending on how their health information is, we can actually underwrite that risk and help somebody to put that program in place that will be automatic and help people with the final expenses and their families in the event this person passes. And that's the most respectful thing that somebody can put in place to protect their families.
You know, and I say that, and you say that, and it really reminds me of what happened when my mom died. My mom died in 1980, and I was living in Texas. And I got a call. My sister called me to tell me that at the airport, you know, was a ticket waiting for me. My mother had provided that all of her children would come, would return at her passing. And so she put in place that the day she died, everyone was contacted, and a ticket, if they needed to come back to my hometown, was provided for them. Well, when I got to the wake was when I found out that my sisters had not really signed anything off as far as what was going to happen at the funeral home. And the funeral home had my mother's body. They already had her dressed up. It was the wake, and the room was full of people, and the funeral director came over to me and put his arm around my shoulder and led me into his office, and he said, so you need to sign this document so that we can complete the service and the wake and the whole thing here. And I said, but my sister is taking care of all of that. He said, no, you're the oldest. And in this state, the oldest is the one who gets to sign off on what happens. Now you can sign this document and we can go out and everything will be fine, or you cannot sign this document and I'll have them take her back to cold storage, and she'll be here until we get our money.
I was pausing for good, a cough.
That's okay. I was devastated, but I signed. And you're going to tell me that I probably didn't need to do that.
Well, it's very difficult to talk about different industries. The funeral industry is something that it is a business like any other business. So in fact, when they perform their services, there is some financial money that it needs to be transacted in favor of the funeral home, and somebody has to pay for it. Now, this is why one of the reasons is important to have some kind of planning referred as final expense insurance. So
kind of keeps you from doing that, having to have to do that.
Exactly. And let me bring you back to that moment. When you have the phone call, and in the industry we call the moment, when you have that phone call and you're a parent and you pass away, you as a parent, would you rather have your daughter receive a phone call saying, listen, Michael just passed, and don't worry about it. Everything is taken care of. He left this money. He left this estate. Everything is written. These are the instructions. those flying tickets that you were mentioned before, I pay for. All these things are taken care of. There is everything as far as the funeral home and directions, how things are going to be done in place. That's the beautiful thing of it. Now, would you rather have that phone call placed to your daughter, or the usual phone call would be, listen, your father just passed away. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. I think I would rather have my daughter get that phone call that says, hey, your dad just passed away, but don't worry, everything's taken care of, and all we need you to do is to just come and sign a couple of documents, and we'll take care of the rest.
Indeed. And like I said, the funeral industry is nothing more than just another business that is needed, that is being there forever, and it's another company that needs to be paid. They're not the bad people, per se. They're just performing their services. And their services need to be paid at the time of service because it's the end.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Literally.
So, Chris, I know you've encountered situations like that.
Oh, yes. I've had it actually happen within my own family.
Mm.
You know, my mother was in hospice care, and it was kind of a difficult situation for my father. He had the money. You know, it was all set, but he didn't have it with him at that point, which, you know, basically I hate to be crass, but it's a now thing because there's someone that has passed and it has to be taken care of rather immediate, you know?
Yeah.
So consequently, when these type of things happen with final expense, the stuff that we represent now is significantly better than it was at this time that she was in hospice care. Because, for example, with one of these policies, you can actually pull money out already.
Okay.
And get some of that taken care of immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because so often, you know, that's another thing is that, you know, the bill does not stop.
No, it doesn't.
So they require, for your maintenance of your loved one in hospice care, they require you to have that money available. Or else, let's just be kind of somewhat stoic about it, but that's exactly the case. It's a business.
True.
So consequently, with these new technologies that we represent, these new products, they help buffer you from that. So consequently, you can pull some of this money out up to 90% out of this particular final expense scenario and put it towards that.
Okay.
If you want to.
Okay.
It can also be as mundane as, say, for example, you're not in hospice care. Okay? You can be just, I just want to get it done. I want to go on a party. I had a lady that said, you know, I'm actually going to go on Mardi Gras. I'm going to go and live it up while I can now, while I can appreciate it, than be a vegetable or not in a chronic situation where I can't enjoy it. So there's all kinds of different things that you can do. You know, you can actually, if you needed to fix your car, you know, something like that. It's mundane things like that that can help cover. It's important still because, my gosh, I still have to drive.
True.
And without that little extra hedge, I've just got that extra money to be able to kind of help myself. And yet you're still protected, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So life intervenes, though you're still insured.
Now, each week, I want to pull out a different policy type, not necessarily tied to a specific company, but a different policy type. And we take that apart, just dissect it, look at it, see if it can help those of us that need the help or if it can't. The other thing that we're going to do, we will have in place by our next program an email address in place for people to email us with questions that they want us to ask, or at least they want you guys to answer, because I'm sure that in our audience there are a lot of people who have insurance but may not have the correct insurance for what their situation really
calls for. And that happens a lot.
Yes.
Exactly right. That's why we must reiterate that that's one of the reasons why we like to set up this review free of charge, because that is the whole point of this, is to find out if they have the wrong insurance, not enough coverage, You know, and there's something else that we have not touched upon, and it's the most adverse of all, and we do this, unfortunately, a lot. It's kind of sad to say that, but people don't have any insurance.
Yes. Oh, man.
It's kind of frightening, and at least they have the notoriety in the back of their head stating that, you know what, I need maybe to take a look at it at least.
Yeah.
So that's very important as well, because there are times when, you know, we have to kind of address that.
True. So before we go any further, I want you guys to give your numbers again and let people know what they need to do in order to get a free, I mean, when I say free, I mean F-R-E-E. All you need to provide is some time for one of these gentlemen or both to come sit down, look at your policies, and tell you whether you have enough insurance, not enough for sure insurance, or the wrong insurance for your situation. So I'm going to let Chris start, and then Fernando, you. So
again, my direct line is 303-507-3224. Just leave a message, and I'll be happy to take a look at things.
And yeah. Fernando?
Yeah, you guys can reach me at 720-288-7274. And let me come back to the informational website. It's legacylifeinsurancesolutions.com. It's legacylifeinsurancesolutions.com. There is plenty of information there. Any questions, you can give us a call, either Chris or myself. Once again, we are not intending here to just sell policies. That's why we could just mail stuff out and just sign people up left and right. We are here to provide a community service, which is free of charge, which is also being able for us to either have somebody either possibly coming to here our offices or us going to their house and make that policy review happen. It's not going to charge anything, but at least they will know if there is something that they can do and put in place for them and their families. And once again, this is our motto. This is what we want to do, and this is the help that we want to provide for the community.
Now, remember, I can't stress this enough. This review will not cost you a dime. I can guarantee, I can lay my reputation on the fact that this insurance review will not cost you 1 cent. All you need to do is to let them look at what you have. I mean, I don't think that, you know, unless you're one of those people who's so secretive that we won't go there. You need to have your insurance looked at. Now, when my wife and I had our insurance looked at, we felt like, hey, you know, we've been through this before. We've done what we know we need to do. If anything happens to me, she's protected. If anything happens to her, I'm protected. We won't get kicked out of our house. We were wrong. And once Chris and Fernando sat down and looked at our policies, they showed us different things that we could do and put money back in our pockets at the same time. So one more time, guys, for Chris, you first, and then Fernando, you. Tell them your phone number, how to get in touch with you,
yep.
When's a good time to make an appointment with you so that they can have their insurance looked at.
Well, once again, just before I give you my phone number once again, and that is that I can actually schedule according to their needs. One of the things that's kind of nice is that we do fill up. We're pretty busy. And it's always nice to try and get us at the beginning of each week. Typically, I know that's the way it is for me. I don't know how it is for you, but I think it is. Fernando, but that they do fill fast. So again, usually try and call in the first part of the week, and then we can set it up at your convenience. And once again, my phone number is 303-507-3224.
And my number is 720-288-7274. Check out that website.
We're done.
Legacy.
Just say it again.
Once again, that website is legacylifeinsurancesolutions.com. You're going to receive a lot of information there. If you have a question, give us a call, and we're glad to be able to help.
Yep.
My name is Michael Van Lowe. This has been Insurance Matters. You've been listening to Christ the King Radio. at ctkradio.org.
The preceding program was made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you.
The Rocky Mountain Advising Group. For a free life insurance review, call Chris on his direct line at 303-507-3224 or Fernando at 720-288-7274 or visit their website at www.legacylifeinsurancesolutions.com.